The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. There's never been a darker day in America's history. We're murdering more than 5,000 unborn children a day by abortion. And we can't even get major network coverage on the trial of a so-called doctor who murdered maybe hundreds of children outside the womb immediately after they were born. Our government demands that 15-year-old girls have the right to a so-called morning-after pill, which will kill the baby just conceived in her womb. Sex slave traffic has been increasing steadily for many years in our land. And a new strain of gonorrhea has been discovered, which is feared to be worse than AIDS. All this is the fruit of our increasingly immoral lifestyles. Our national government's debt is nearing the $17 trillion mark. Many financial analysts warn us that the $20 trillion mark is the deadline. Once crossed, there will be no possibility of fixing it without a massive financial collapse in our nation. And the worst thing is our national government is becoming increasingly hostile toward biblical living, isolating our children from the Bible's influence and threatening the church itself with the shutdown of the message of Christ. We've never known darkness like this in America in our 400-year history. But yet, there is hope. It's not found in government leaders or government programs. It's found in the same place it's always been found, in Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still capable as the resurrected Lord of changing any life that is surrendered to Him. He is still able and willing to forgive all sin, restore all He has made us to be, still able to provide for and protect all who will turn to Him. The Bible says, "He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." Jesus said, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest." The Bible says, "But God showed His love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You haven't thought, said, or done such evil deeds that Christ will not forgive you and change your life to be what He created it to be. And in just this way, revival has come to nations before. As Christians became brokenhearted over the sin around them and humbled themselves before the throne of God and began to plead with Him to change broken lives, He has consistently done that all through the centuries. And He used those burdened Christians to get out that message of Christ's ability to forgive sin and to heal those broken lives. In the midst of gross pagan wickedness, Patrick of Ireland entered that land with the gospel message and gave hope to prince and peasant alike. Thousands turned to Christ during the last third of Patrick's life and were changed by the power of Christ. They rebuilt their government and educational systems according to the Scripture, and Ireland became a center of biblical education and world evangelism for centuries afterwards. In the early 1500s, gross darkness filled the church and the world in Europe. But a monk left the Catholic Church when he visited Rome and saw naked women, six of them, serving the meal to the papal court. Martin Luther searched the Scriptures and found that we are made right with God not by being a member of the church, but by coming to God His way, by repentance and faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. That truth changed Europe. In the midst of this present darkness, America can once again experience revival if you and I will turn to God with all our hearts and begin to once again biblically educate our children and the lost as to His plan for their lives. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.